Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the gospel today, we're to be somewhat fascinated at the response of the disciples. You know, Jesus had appeared to the holy women. He had appeared to Saint Peter. He had appeared to these two disciples along the way. The present topic of their conversation was the rising of our Lord from the dead and how they didn't recognize him at first, and that he made himself known to them. And then he appears to them all, and they think that they're seeing a ghost. They panic and are terrified, even though, you know, the very topic of their conversation is the resurrection of our Lord from the dead. You know, we can see that even though they had evidence of his resurrection, there was no understanding of what it meant, you know, just that it had happened. But as we hear in today's gospel, Our Lord opened their minds to be able to understand the scriptures and how everything written about him had to be fulfilled, that he had to suffer, he had to be put to death, he had to rise on the third day, and then from Jerusalem, faith in him would be preached throughout the world. You know, unfortunately, like the disciples, many people today are afraid of the truth. They're afraid to even spread it or admit it. So we run away from it. You know, we're terrified of it. There are even countries who enact hate laws to prevent people from preaching the truth. Consequently, you know, by never facing it, we remain in our brokenness, in our paralysis or illness, you know, whatever it may be, because we don't want to face Jesus. You know, what he's looking for is faith. The faith that says, I believe in him, in who he is, and what he has taught. I believe that he can heal me, that he will forgive my sins, and then we are to put that faith into practice by living it. You know, we far too often we're embarrassed to bring our faith out into the world. You know, we've fallen into the trap that the two things you don't talk about are politics and religion. But these days it's only religion, because politics gets talked about all the time. Yet the thing that's most important, and the only thing that we're going to talk about for all eternity, is Jesus Christ. So where are we afraid or embarrassed to talk about him now? It was by faith in the name and the person of Jesus Christ that this crippled man in today's first reading was healed. You know, and if it weren't for St. Peter's courage, you know, to speak the name of Jesus, that man would have continued to lie at the gate of the temple and beg every day, because he never would have been healed. You know, how many people do not have their sins forgiven? How many people are not healed spiritually because we don't have the courage to bring the name of Jesus out into the world? You know, we have to be the first ones to acknowledge the faith, to acknowledge the person of Jesus Christ. We have to be able to bring him out into the world by the way we live and by the way that we speak to others. You know, not through any power or piety of our own, but only through the power of the holy name of Jesus Christ. You know, will these people be converted, that they will repent and be healed and give glory to God.